Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Good morning, everyone. No, Facebook Live is on the line. Thank you for joining us this morning. You enjoy your presence. I pray each and every one of you had a blessed week. God has provided for your needs. He has kept you safe from all harm and danger. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy this morning, Lord Jesus. That we are alive this morning, reasonable health and strength in our bodies. We give you praise, and we give you glory, we give you worship this morning, Lord, because you are the only true living God. And there is no God before you, no God inside you, and no God after you. You go all by yourself. We need no help, and we thank you for your kingdom and being your kingdom children. And now we will have prayer by Minister Ray.
Let us join hands. Prayer, Lord, thank God. It is, I think.
You know,
all of you on Facebook and online, at home, wherever you're at, join hands. We be unified. More than two or more are gathered in the presence of the Lord. We in the midst of us don't have to be assembled in one place, but we show that we're together in spirit. Father God, we just want to thank you. We come before the throne of grace today. Lord, we come laying our concerns, needs, expectations, desires, health, finances, or whatever it is that concerns. We place it at your feet today. You say, come to the throne of grace boldly and soundly. So God, we do it just that. They cast your cares upon us, or come upon you, but you care for us. So we want to thank you today, Lord, for caring for the people, cared enough this morning to wake us up. Everybody at the sound of our voice today, Father God, that you gave us brand new mercy, brand new grace today.
Yes.
Favor with God and favor with man on today.
Thank you.
And we just want to thank you on today,
thank
God, that
Lord.
You healed the sick last overnight, God. You turned somebody around. You turned somebody wicked around for righteousness. And so, God, we want to thank you right now for your everlasting love, truth, divine will be done in us, Father God, as we make us more holy than we were yesterday, God. And, God, all that's going through the rough seas today, God, you said the river would not overflow us. God, those that's going through fire today, God, that you said the fire would not burn nor scorch us. But the hand of the Lord is upon us. So, God, show us the way out, Father God. We look for you on the right. We look for you on the left, Lord.
Yes.
We may not see you in front of you, but we know that you're near.
Yes.
And so, God, when we know that you're near, we know that we got the victory.
Yes.
And thank you in this life and in the life to come. Help every family today, God. Every lost child today. Every lost neighbor today, God. Every enemy. Let our enemies bow down, God, that we become friends today, God, in Jesus' name. And most of all, let us be a friend of you. You say, who will be my friend except those that do the will of the Father that's in heaven? So, God, let us join together today in spirit and in truth. And let us walk that today, God. Bless the word that's going to come forth today that somebody will hear it, receive it, believe it, and, God, apply it to their lives today.
Yes,
and we want to thank you right now in Jesus' name. Everybody just say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank Brother Mesa Ray for that prayer this morning. May the Lord begin to bless him and keep him. Amen. Now we will have scripture by Pastor Page.
Amen. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Starting at verse 12, amen. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all your heart, and was fasting, and was weeping, and was mourning, and rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil. Amen. I've read to Joel chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
Amen.
Thank God for the reading and the doing of his word. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Thank Pastor for that scripture this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God has smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smile on me. He's been good to me. God has smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, to save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, we're blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. The song said, God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that he has smiled on me and he has set me free from our darkness. He brought me over to his mother's light. And I thank him today for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him for loving me so much that he gave his life for me. That I owe a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt that I owe. Now, where Almighty God is that? That he paid the debt that he even owed. He went to the tree. They nailed him to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they nailed him to the tree. And so, you know, so he did that for you, me, and everyone that called upon his name. They want to be saved from the come out of the world of drugs and alcohol. A dirty fornication. He can do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ain't no rocks. Don't cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'm gonna glorify his holy name. Ain't no rocks. Don't cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'm gonna glorify his holy name. Come on and praise his holy name. Lord, I'm alive, I glorify his holy name. Come on and praise His holy name. As long as I'm alive, I glorify His holy name. Ain't no trees, so lift His branches. I lift my hand and glorify His holy name. Ain't no trees, go lift His branches. My hand and glorify His holy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. Jesus is the God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Holy is the God we serve. Holy is the God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Okay, is there anyone online that have a testimony this morning? Well, then no one have testimony. I'm going to turn it in to Pastor Pate.
Come on now, everybody. Let's say give God a praise. Everybody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't want to do anything without first giving God some praise for everything that He's done for us. And I know God has done some things for you. Amen. You know, a lot of times we say we don't have nothing to praise God for. You know, when you woke up this morning, that should have been a praise. Amen. When you was able to walk, that should have been a praise. Amen. Amen. If you had some food on the table, that was worthy of some praise. If you had a place to lay down last night, that was worthy of some praise. Amen. Because you think about how many people today that don't even have a place to lay their heads down, amen? I believe Jesus said the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay His head, amen? Praise God. And so that's a praise. If you got somewhere to stay, you know, people, I mean, we take everything for granted today, the things that we have. And I guess because we have had those things so long, we take for granted, amen? Huh? You got a car to drive, you know? We say amen. Praise God. I thought about one of my brothers. He got one of his legs cut off, amen? And then if you got two legs, you got a reason to praise God. God brought you from somewhere, amen? You was in something that God brought you out of, and you should be able to give a praise for that. And so, let's everybody just give Lord a hand clap again, hand praise. because we don't want to take, we're not taking anything for granted. We're going to appreciate everything that we have, everything that God has done for us, and we're going to be thankful. Amen. I mean, we look at this world today, the world is getting more wicked, and being that it's getting more wicked, amen, you better praise it now. Amen. You better praise him right now before you get where to a place, amen, where things won't be as good as they are now. And so I just appreciate everybody here today. We just want you to know this is carechurchinc@gmail.com. Anytime you want to get in touch with us, it's carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Anything you would like to donate to us, you can send it carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal, Cash App, Zelle. Amen. We're not one of those that's going to tell you if you send us $10,000, you're going to get a house. Amen. We're not one of those that's going to lie to you. If you do good, God will bless you for what you do. The word said, give and it shall be given unto you. What? Pressed down, shaken together, running together, shall what? Shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. And so let's thank God that whatever you give from your heart. And that's what God wants us to do, whatever we give from your heart. Amen. Not that you have to do it, but give because you desire to do it. Amen. And this is what we do here in this church. Everybody give according to their heart desire. And God will bless you. I can't say I'm going to bless you, but God will bless you. I'll bless you with my mouth. But it is God that does the blessing. You got to recognize it's God. And so thank all of you online today. Amen. We're going to have the word of God to come today. And I won't be giving the word. Amen. Today. Amen. We're going to have Minister Ray Thurman. Amen. He's going to bring the word today. And I just thank God for my brother. Amen. That's come in to try to help us and to lift us up and help us to grow. So thank God for Minister Ray today. Come on up, Minister Ray. He's going to bring forth a word today. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's say amen for the minister today. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Love you too,
praise
bro.
God. Praise God.
Praise God. Give God a hand, praise. Give God a hand, praise. Thank God. Thank God. We bear witness that there's no God but one.
Amen. 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 This is very touchy subject, but
all right.
First of all, I just want to applaud my husband. You know, he is a good father to his children. He tried to raise them the best way he can and teach them the right way, the best way he can with in his ability. And to me, you know, he is a great father. As far as my father, you know, I really don't know about my father. You know, I've been told so many stories, you know, this man being my father, and then I've been told that first I was told that one man was my father, and for a long time I thought that was my father. But then as I grew up, when my mom felt like I was at a mature age, she told me that she had went through some things as a child, you know, involving our family. And basically, she was telling me I was birthed out of incest, you know, concerning her own father. So with that situation, I really don't know, you know, because even finding that out, that person never, you know, treated me as no daughter or nothing. So I really don't know what a father figure is. You know, even the man who I thought was my father, I never really seen him. You know, he was in and out of jail. You know, he'll get out and then go right back. You know, it's been a cycle, in and out, in and out. So I really don't know. You know, as far as fathers, and I used to be I didn't worry about it at first. You know, it wasn't until I started growing up and getting to a mature age to really see. You know, as I got older, turned 18, 19, and moved out. You know, from my parents, and I got it with my husband. You know, hit me before that as I was getting out of school or whatever. You know, I noticed that I have three sisters, three other sisters, and another brother. They know their fathers. You know, they in contact with their fathers and everything. But I was always at one that it was always something different, you know. But I can tell you from my heart when I met God, you know, God really became my father, you know. He really showed me how beautiful that I really am, truly am, inside and out, you know. And I'm not out to make it super spiritual, super religious. That's just my truth. That is the God honest truth. You know, he's really been my everything, you know. Even through everything, God has been there. That's just my testimony. God has been that father to me. You know, and I just can't, you know, really explain the love that I feel from God, like so deep. I can feel the love that he has for me, and I know he loves all of us, but what I feel from him is just what I feel from him. It goes so deep in so many places, you know. He's been a good father to me, you know. It's like I can imagine him like sitting right outside of me when I'm hurting, and it's like he's just holding me and hugging me so tight in the hardest time, you know. That's really my father, you know.
Yes.
You know, there's no bad blood between not having a physical father. It's just that God showed me that love in so many areas, you know. I was not so out of words, but when I met God, that became my real father. And Mojo goes so deep for him. It's like it's something that I never had. I always felt like the one left out, you know. Overlooked, you know, and I was that kind of child that, you know, I really didn't care, you know, I had to stay to myself, you know. But over time, it's like, it became like, what about me, you know, because I'm always like, that's okay, that's all right, you know, that consent person, that, you know, it's all right, you know, but sometimes you need some love too.
Yeah,
you know, but God can feel all of that. He can feel all of that. He can go talk to him. Shoot, you know, he listen to you. You don't never have to worry about being overlooked by God. That's just how I really truly feel. And no matter, you know, no matter what nobody got to say, that's how I feel about God. And like I say, I ain't not to make nothing super spiritual or super religious. That's just how I really, really truly feel. You know. You know, and that's one thing that kind of, to be honest, it keeps me from, I love God and I testify, but one thing I always worry about is what people say, and it's been my biggest thing, what people got to say, you know, oh, she just, that's like she's holier than thou. She ain't like, oh, she's just super spiritual, when that's not true. So what I feel and what I speak is for real. It's for real. It's
all right.
For real.
All right.
And
all
God
right.
is my love, and he's going to continue to be it, you know, fulfilling everything I ever need, you know. You know, God will feel me, you know. He touched me so good. And I was like, I'm cool, I'm good, I don't need nobody, you know, I don't need this family. I don't love him.
Yeah.
You can't just cut everything off. You married now. I'm like, okay, I'm married. You know, you know, he fulfilled everything so good. I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, you're right. I'm still married now.
All right.
You can't, I'm just being, I'm going to be blunt. You can't cut the sex off. You know, God touched me so good. I was like, you know, I'm good. You know.
I love it.
Okay, help me in that area. You know, you tell me what it truly means. You know, continue to show me what it truly means. You know, because I have been operating before I met my husband in the spirit of lust, and you know, I really couldn't tell what lust was. No, more from real. What it really means to make love or whatever. That's just being honest, you know. So the Lord has been teaching me the right way. You know, once you get in the right way of thinking, you're like, all the stuff you was doing came easy because you was unconscious. You weren't thinking about it, you know? When you come and you to know the truth, it's like everything cut off, and it's like you literally got to start all back over and learn all over again, you know, to get pure, you know, to everything that's pure, you know. So God worked on that too. God's been a good father. You know, he teach you everything. So you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to dress up like this. He teach you everything. He just basically teaches us everything over and over again.
Yes,
you know,
does.
It's not all the bad stuff, bad thinking that we learned in the world. You know, you got to be taught all over again. That's down to all the stuff we don't want to talk about, but that's just the truth.
Amen.
God, I'm going to be honest. No, God, just be that good. So we were like, hold up.
All right.
You know, and sometimes, you know, people, you know, the spousal relationship, they don't get it at the time, you know. Of course, you know, and this, you got to be understanding, that's a part of, you know, receiving what the knowledge that God gives you. And so when a person reacts the way they react or think the way they think, you really got to understand it, because it's like, it is crazy, you know. Once, you know, you got in like this and you was doing this, then later on, it's something different. It's because God touched you that good, you know. You got to do it, you know, doing all the stuff you were doing, you know, and that was coming from other places, and it wasn't coming from a real pure place, you know. And then when God sets you in the middle, you already in a relationship, already, man. If he sets you in the middle of it, and all of you go away, you know, you start thinking crazy. You're like, hold on, wait a minute now. You got somebody else? I don't know how else to be but real. I don't know, I'm gonna tell you, but that's how
I love it.
You know, and people don't understand at the time, but you start to understand the overtime, you know. What God is doing, and all he's doing is just bring you to something real, something you never imagined, something they won't, you know, get away from you, you know, something that will always be there, not something temporary or, you know, something based off of, if you watch this kind of movie, you know what kind of movies I'm talking about. You look at these kind of pictures, you know what I'm talking about, listen to this type of music, you know what I'm talking about. No. You hear such a first room, you won't have to look at them pornos, you know, listen to that kind of music. He'll touch you that good, you know? You know?
All right.
You know, it's a part of being a good father. You know, he teach you that you don't have to have add all this other stuff to you to be beautiful, do beautiful things, and you know, our Father, he shows us what our true inner beauty is, you know.
I love it.
You know, putting makeup on ain't always talking about putting on like real makeup that girls put on. No, you can put makeup on by watching those, you know, pornos, by taking those sex pills, I'm on this topic because this is one of the biggest things, the biggest problems, you know, in relationships and marriages that really is, you know. We can let everything else go, but when it comes to that, it'd be like, hold up, wait a minute, what's going on now? Hold up. You know,
all right.
They'd be holding the relationship and marriage back. The Father can fix that too. We got to render that to him too, you know. But,
Amen.
You know, if I'm making any sense, I'm just saying.
You're making plenty of sense. Making plenty of sense.
Lord, God, you know, I know you got physical problems, but God is your father, Father. Once you came to him, you became your father. You know, he can be the best father that you ever, ever, ever had. You know, he don't, he ain't like us people. They look on the outside, you know, they love you one day and hate you the next, and, you know, judge you one day. God don't do that. God is, he's always teaching you. He always loving on you. He always looking to see you do better. You know, God is that father that you are looking for, period.
Yeah.
He's that father. God is everything, really. Father, love, joy, mercy, happiness. He everything. He everything that you're looking for. You know,
yeah.
Too many times, you know, we depending on people. You know, you know, and people, and I'm saying that people are bad, but they limited. God
right.
is unlimited. God
That's
is
right.
unlimited. So you gonna look to so father figure. It needs to be God. It needs to be God, because we depend on God for everything else, the material things, the
That's
money,
right.
the cars, the clothes. We depend on it for that. Why we can't depend on it for everything else? You know.
All right.
You want to get to that everything else. He's like, okay, cool, I'll give you that, but you don't want that happiness I want to give you, that joy, you know. I'll give you all that stuff when that happens. You do all that stuff you used to do. If you just trust me, don't worry about what the next person got to say. They ain't going to understand at first, but God will give them the understanding if you just let him do what he do.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
help
what
yourself.
I learned. I feel
help
saying.
Yourself.
I That's what I learned, you know. It wasn't no easy road, you know. Sometimes you wanted to jump in to defend yourself. But, no, you got to step back and let God do what he do.
Because
when you jump in and try to do it yourself, you just make things worse on yourself. You know, you just make the process worse.
That's right.
So you just step back and let God do it. I promise
right.
you, he know what he's doing. I promise
oh, yeah.
you God know what he do.
Thanks.
I was like, hold on. Oh yeah, you say like, hold on, let me jump in here, let me hear that, you know. I did it a serious time. I couldn't step back from this and shut my mouth for nothing. He's like, he just be quiet. And he would just be quiet. I'll work that. Since you don't want to go to the word out yourself, be go ahead. Let's see how far you gonna get. It ain't get too far.
Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. So I step back. You know what? I realized the more I step back, the more God was able to do what he did. You know?
Yes.
And it's
yes.
been great. The outcomes have been great once you step back. The quicker you step back,
mm-hmm.
the quicker it happened. That's just the truth. Sometimes we don't want to prolong the process because we keep getting in the way.
mm-hmm.
God's like, you just step out of the way. We can get this rolling. Now, we can get it rolling.
Come on now.
For real. And so I was like, get out the way. You get it wrong, you know, you prolong your own process. It's you know, picking up all the time. You don't got to take years. It can be a couple of days, you know. It can be that day if we get out the way, like, for real. Like, that's for real. I know I jumped in front of God too many times, you know. I really have to back up. You know, I wouldn't be the person that I am and the mature person that I have become if it wasn't for God, because I was a piece of work at first. You couldn't even talk to me. I was just saying, yeah. They see me bad. They know they don't say a word to me right now. Don't say a word to me. Don't do it. You set yourself up. You know, hell on wheels. That was just the truth.
Come on,
God worked on me, you know.
Once I
got to know God and got to the word and started getting an understanding, God showed me some stuff. That blew my mind. I'm like, this makes total sense, you know. It makes a lot of sense, but, you know, it was like, as I was wrong, I learned as I went. You know, I had it came a time that I started speaking to time. I thought we was in the middle of an argument. And I started speaking to tongues. And that's just the truth. It shut down the whole argument. From that day forward, it shut down everything. It was just like, what the world? I tried to speak English. I couldn't speak English. That's the truth. You know?
I love it.
Speaking in tongues or whatever. speaking in tongues for a while, whatever. And I go to church, and I'm enslaved on spirit, whatever. But it came a time where I just didn't feel like it was working. I was going to church to get enslaved in the spirit and everything, and it was just like, okay, back at home arguing. I'm still angry, still trying to fight out these spirits that ain't working for me, but God kept teaching me. I was being home watching all kinds of preachers, trying to learn it. As God gave me more understanding, when I realized the preachers, I started to get an understanding of what they were saying. Mm-hmm. And, I had to take in some stuff. I had to really ask myself, why is this not working? What is wrong? Why am I still snapping at people? Why am I still getting angry? Why am I still worrying? I ain't understand. And I didn't understand because I wasn't really taking in the word for what it was.
Uh-huh.
When the word required me to look at myself. When I start looking at myself and realizing I was the one that needs fixing and not everybody else around me.
Come on, please. Come on,
that's when I start to get my real true healing. Telling you. Because you can't fix nobody but yourself. I saw something on Facebook, it said that if you want to change the world, start with yourself.
All right.
And if that ain't the truth, I don't know what to tell you, I was looking at myself. I was like, okay. Because I was allowing everything that was allowing me to get to me. I was allowing it to control how I felt. And I allowed what people were saying to tell me who I was. I was doing it to myself. They wouldn't do it to me. They can say whatever they want, but what do you think about you? What do God think about you? You listening to people more than you listen to what your father say about you.
My.
I was in my own feelings. Oh, that's why I was so angry. I was in my feelings a lot, the whole life. She was worried about me. But when I started listening to what the father thought about me and not what people thought about me and stop trying to be liked and stop trying to be wanted by people,
mm-hmm.
I started to get my healing. I was like, well, shoot, God is on my side,
But come on, man.
He had to constantly remind me who I was to him, And that just brought me closer. Every time I turn my back on him and start trying to be liked by people and try to be accepted by people and want to be people to see how little person I was, I'm turning back to them, trying to get that again. Just for them to hurt me again. I'm in a room crying back to the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. Well, I'm thankful for being on one side. That's how it just brought me real, real close to God, because I realized, every time I turned my back on him, they still tried to get the same love of people who kept rejecting me. It brought me closer to him. I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you, because you never leave me. You never forsake me. You're merciful. Even when I turn back on you, still took me in. That's why I love God so much, because for it all, he's still here. And I thank you for it. He taught me just to leave. He told me to a point that, you don't like me, I don't like me. That's just, you want to tell me, you just don't accept me. You don't want to be my friend. You don't want to be my friend. That's just the bottom line. God, my friends. it ain't got way better,
Yes.
I say that you don't try to slip in it once again in your mind, but I'm telling you that I'm closer to him than I ever been, God has been that good of a friend, that good of a father, Jesus.
Help yourself.
God, I'm telling y'all, God is good. God is truly, truly, truly good. Most of the time we worry about stuff around us and stuff that's going on around us, but that stuff is that'll help you get close to God. If you just listen and see it, it's to help you. like Jesus. They was doing all that stuff to Jesus. They hooked him all the way through, called him awesome, called him all kinds of names, said everything about him, but who he actually was. But they all that just if that all that when it happened to Jesus, Jesus must die on that cross and did what he did for us.
That's right. Come on now.
So they thought they was hurting him. They was really helping him, you know, get to where he needed to go. And that's the same thing that happened in our life. All this what could have happened. People turning back on people who walk us, talk about us, is all to get us to where we need to be in God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Really, if all that stuff wouldn't have happened to us, and we wouldn't have came up like we came up, we wouldn't be the strong people that we are today.
That's right.
Who would have been able to take the stuff that we take today if it wasn't for all that stuff we went through?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's the bottom line. We should appreciate that. You know, I know I would appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it at the time it was going on, but later on, I realized.
Yeah.
She realized that it was there to help, you know. He said we're going to take us through fiery furnace, but we should come out as pure gold.
All right. All right.
That's the fiery furnace we go through. And we came forth in those areas, pure gold, you know.
Yeah.
This is what it is, you know, so. You know.
I'm loving it.
Amen.